His family crest is plaid.
His house is painted plaid.
Yeah, what is your name, my competitor?
Henrietta Soggy Apple.
Yes.
This is just unbelievable.
I don't know if anyone has really noticed, but that is the Cantina song from Star Wars. But it's a ragtime theme version, I guess you could call it. For the listener, I'm wagging my finger in the air, because that means ragtime. Ragtime. Also, one time of the month for women. I think that's a derogatory way of referring to it. My apologies. No, don't go anywhere. Oh, we just lost all of our female listeners.
All three of them.
Who's this? Oh, good heavens, me. Oh, he seems to have died down. That's good. We got another phantom in the sub, I suppose. We haven't heard of him since the beginning of the show. Hopefully he never comes back. Welcome. Welcome to the Unbelievables. You have come well to meet us here on the internet. So I welcome thee. I extend my welcome. All right, that's enough. This is the Unbelievables. If you don't know what this show is about, and you haven't figured it out by my weird monologue, it's pretty much about whatever this is. Whatever you can make of the ramblings I have presented to you so far. Oh, guitar solo. Anyway. How's everyone doing? Call in. Give us a call. Call us on the sub. We've got a landline. It's really long. We're off the coast of, we're off the Atlantic. So it ends up somewhere in South Carolina. It's really thick cable. There are cables that actually run across the United States to Europe. That's insane. If you don't believe me, look it up. Fine, don't look it up. Stay ignorant. Just listen to our show. Speaking of listening, we've got a good listener in the studio, the sub, today. And his name is Johnny Trowbridge.
Thanks, I guess.
You listen so well.
Oh, you're thanks.
Just a good listener. That's it. Full stop.
Full stop. No more.
Yes. Yes. Period. Yes. Stop.
That's right.
How have you been?
I'm all right, but you know that they did the landline like back in the 1800s.
What?
Yeah.
What do they use those diving bells to do that?
Yes, all of them.
First of all, diving bells terrify me. That's
the scariest
thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what a diving bell is?
I just think it's a bell that goes underwater.
No, it's just you. Do you really know, or are you just messing with me? Or do you really not know, or are you just messing? A diving bell, where it's just a huge
bell,
half sphere
bell
that they would lower slowly
for music
with divers
for music
to go no to go and sit on the bottom of the ocean
for music.
I feel like I'm losing you. So they would have air.
Was there percussion?
There was no percussion. They were not playing the bells.
I don't understand. You're losing me.
No, so they would be able to like dig or something on the ground, or if they had something to build on the bottom of the ocean or install like a large cable. I don't know if they would use it for a large cable. I just know that they used it for digging.
Would they use a diving bell to install bells?
Whatever you wish. Yes, that's exactly what they would do.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand.
Moving on. How have you been?
Oh,
I asked this.
Yeah, you did ask that, but I ignored it because I was worried about...
Because you're not a good listener, contrary to popular belief.
Belief that you have. I'm good. I just recently was pregnant, so...
Yeah. You were pregnant, so...
It was a long night.
There are only two options here.
It was a dark night in December.
It all took place on one evening?
It was a dark night in a month. And I was alone. In a hallway. I don't know where you want me to go with this.
Good riff.
Thanks.
That went places.
Stretch it.
Stretch. The Chad Weaver stretch. Chad Weaver, friend of the show.
That's right.
Today, is a grand day. Any day is a good day if I have a good show. I had a good show yesterday at the Water Street Tavern.
The Tavern.
In Kent, Ohio. It was a great show. It was the first time we performed in the basement rather than the roof.
Wow, moving on to the basement.
It's not a better situation.
I mean, it just from the way you said
it. It's not bad, though. We just didn't have a very good turnout. But we had a lot of good comics. We all did very well. What does that sound? It's almost like someone's playing something in the background. That would be wildly unprofessional.
Good thing it's not wild.
Oh, it's probably just one of the waiters just hanging out in the back.
It's Cookie.
Speaking of waiters, someone has been anxiously waiting to speak.
Me?
Except when he was interrupting me earlier. It's Stevie James!
Hi.
Whoa.
Hello, Stevie James.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Stevie, what do you think a diving bell is? And be honest.
I think a diving bell is exactly what Calhoun described. Not to burst your bubble.
You're bursting.
Which is kind of a pun in this situation.
Yeah.
Oh, zing. That's
got
why we
me.
Brought him in. We brought him in as the pun expert. Stevie James, pun expert, Esquire.
I know I interrupted you a little, but for the record, I could have interrupted you 17 more times, and I refrained. So I feel as though I did pretty well.
You counted. Oh, I can see the tallies he's written down. Oh, you didn't have to carve that into my table. Oh, well. Oof. We'll just buff that out. We'll buff it out.
And I'll buff out. What's up, bro?
Hello, Stevie James. Stevie James is an artiste. He, one might say, he's even.
Oh, yes, but of girls.
An entertainer.
God. This song is so slow.
Wait. Ding.
Why?
Stevie James is indeed an entertainer, which warrants this song.
Nope.
That kind of sounds sexual.
You're an entertainer?
I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
It leaves it vague enough to where it's like, you don't want to go into what kind of entertainer.
I don't like to go into what form of entertainment.
Just know that he entertains.
Late night entertainment.
Adult entertainment.
Oh, God.
Usually at places where they serve alcohol.
These are
all true things.
Yeah, you could be purposefully vague.
Sometimes people give him money for certain things that he's selling at the back.
This is also true.
I have people watch me while I perform.
That's true.
Sometimes they're mad.
Sometimes they cheer.
Okay.
Sometimes they're mad. That'd be an interesting. Yeah, you could be purposefully vague. But Stevie James is an artiste in that he is in a band currently. And the band's name is...
Do you not know it?
I know it. Of course I know it. Of course I know the bands of my good friends.
Abandon All Hope.
Formerly known. Stevie James, formerly known in the band as Abandon All Hope.
About 5 years late.
Yeah.
Oh,
if
know.
Only we had
I
this
know,
because
it was on your fridge, and I thought it was funny.
That's right.
Is it on your fridge?
It is on your fridge.
A sticker? Or
is
it a magnet?
Why do you have something from, like, you're not in anymore on your fridge? And he's like, you just have stuff on your fridge. I thought it was funny.
Stuff on your fridge.
It was funny times.
Good one. Good one. Good one, Johnny.
Bring out the fridge.
But we have known Stevie James for quite some time.
You could almost say too long.
Yes, you could say that.
This is the final night. We'll no longer know Stevie James after tonight.
By the way, the band name is Fallen Captain.
Ha! I tricked him into saying
since,
it.
Since Calhoun has forgotten.
I did indeed forget it.
That's
briefly.
Okay. You played it
See,
off well.
I knew it enough to find the event to go to your most recent show.
And show up when we were done playing.
Late, I'll have everyone know. I showed up as they were packing up the stage, and I was pissed at myself for it.
I was pissed at you being pissed.
Hey, I could have lied and said that I was there the whole time.
Should have.
Would that have been a more morally correct thing?
Well, what
you
should have done is contacted me ahead of time so I could told you, A, when we were playing,
yeah.
And B, guest listed you at the door so you didn't have to pay the cover.
That's a good point.
So really, you dropped the ball.
I fucked up.
I counted three times that you dropped the ball.
I fucked up.
If you were a juggler, you would have nothing left to juggle.
That's right.
That's true.
That's how many balls you dropped.
I enjoy the rest of the show, I guess, in which I just hung
I'm,
out with
I'm
you.
I'm glad you enjoyed
I didn't
all the
watch
other
many of the other. I didn't watch
I
any of the other.
I was sure
acts.
You were out like everyone else.
Hey, I was there. I didn't see you perform, but everyone else was great.
Excellent.
And then I talked to you about them.
And that was
no,
nice.
I actually chose not to be entertained by anyone else.
Yeah, you didn't watch any of the bands. We just stood outside and hung out.
It was a great time.
Then I did buy you a drink at one point, and I think we'd also did shots, plural.
I think we might have. But
what kind of shots?
You know me and my alcohol. I can't drive the sub without it. So.
You don't even drive the sub.
Sometimes I do. I take
safety
over.
First. Drink as much as you can.
Exactly.
That's my motto.
That way you can have an excuse when you crash.
Exactly.
It's not my fault. I was drunk.
Ah, safety first.
See, I was buckled in too. Don't I get points for that?
Sure.
And my kids in the back seat, secured in their child's seat.
Well,
they're fine.
Now that you mentioned that,
I guess I'll just write you off.
And I have the newborn secure in the trunk, so everything is fine. He's as safe as can be.
I'm taking them to daycare, and you.
What
made
more
me,
do you want?
You've made me late now,
sir. It's 2 a.m. What kind of daycare are you taking them to?
I'm taking them to daycare.
It's in Illinois. I have to get there early, so I have to leave early. My God,
you wouldn't understand.
What's up with you, country bumpkin cops? Not understanding.
You know, I'm excited because I've been listening to your podcast, and it's an honor to be here. But I do notice one thing, that you guys always take it way too far. Which is excellent, because I, too, also tend to take things way too far. And it's excellent, because going into our past, we have had many conversations that we have taken way too far. Now we can do it on recording.
We can feel like we're good, like it's productive.
We can document this.
There was a game we had that was about taking it too far.
Yeah, and the object was to see who could take it the furthest.
Odds are, basically that game.
The best part is when we'd be taking a conversation way too far, and then a customer would come in. We worked at a restaurant whose name we will not disclose. It was a Mexican restaurant.
Bertha's Burrito Barn. Tyler calls it.
Big Bertha's Burrito Barn.
Yeah, we were working at Big Bertha's Burrito Barn. And we would play the game where we take it way too far. And then a customer would come in very deep into us taking it way too far.
I do remember one of them was someone threatening to throw hot oil on the person.
Wait, did you?
Was I the one that did I threaten that?
No, you were the one.
Oh, yes, I remember
sounds
this.
Like me.
Yes. You were the one that did the fake customer complaint.
Oh, hell, absolutely I did. I did indeed. Maybe someday I'll read that.
We had that one game.
Oh, the long email you wrote up? Yeah, that was excellent.
I still have that.
We'll have to read that.
Good. We'll get it at the break.
There was the one game we used to play where we'd have to, like, because we had a theory that no one would pay attention to, like, anything we said while we were serving the Bertha burritos. So we would just say random words.
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah, the theory that no one actually listens while you're asking them what ingredients you want.
What would you always say? You would repeat the same.
I had several. Okay. I had wildebeest.
Yes.
I would say the wildebeest.
So it would go like this. Hi, I'm here for a burrito.
And then I'd be like, wildebeest?
Yeah, I'll have brown rice.
Yeah, wildebeest.
Okay, black beans.
Wildebeest?
And chicken.
Wildebeest?
Extra salsa.
Wildebeest.
And cheese.
Wildebeest.
And that'll be it.
Wildebeest?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was exactly.
And this would happen over and over and over again.
No exaggeration. I witnessed that, and I witnessed someone else say, I think it was Gian, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Everyone is.
Anyone who is a friend is a friend of the show.
Stevie had yet to be a friend of the show, and now he is a guest on the show.
I have upgraded my status
from
friend of show to guest of show. But now when I leave, I will then be... Friend of the show.
There you go. Congratulations.
This is my brief moment on top here.
We'll use a soundbite and we'll make you a guest on the show every episode. By the way, here's a brief clip from Stevie James. And it's just like this
Stevie
crude...
James here.
Yeah, you should be like, thank you, Tom.
This crude phone recording of you just talking about something that happened to you that day.
I'm standing here on the mesa.
I'm getting my tires filled with air. Back to you guys.
Very interesting. Carry on.
Excellent. Riveting.
But do you remember the other game we had, which was, I like this one just as well, is where we would pick up ridiculous names, or ridiculous words, nouns, really, and you would have to use it in a sentence when you were talking to the customer, and it would compound. Yes. So you'd have to use more and more ridiculous words.
And what I'm happy, that preceded word sneak. Do you remember... Jimmy Fallon has a game that he plays with his guests called Word Sneak, where they have to have They have work in a word.
It's basically word sneak, yeah.
Only it was better for us because the person didn't know that we were doing it to them.
Exactly.
And our, you and I would compete.
We had epic battles.
With a fervor.
Like 14 words we had to get into a conversation with the person. They're like, please stop talking to me.
So instead of asking about the food they wanted, we were just standing going,
how's your day? Let me talk about these random things.
Have you ever heard of Rwanda? Vermilion.
Yeah, Vermilion. I remember one was taxidermy.
How well versed are you in weeds? And it's just like trying to get these words out of them. It was glorious. Those are some good times. And it's probably, I was telling someone recently that the only reason I stayed at that job for so long, actually all of my jobs that I've stayed at, I've only stayed at them for so long because of the people. And we had
an
all-star cast.
It was pretty great.
Stevie James.
They paid us money to be there.
They paid us money.
Can you believe that?
Go there and have a good time. Stevie James, I'm going to subject you.
That sounds kinky. I'm down.
I'm going to subject you to random acts of questions.
Wow, he's really dumb for anything.
Here we go.
I told you I was.
Bring out the cattle prod.
Not again.
Whoa.
Here we go.
We added that on my last podcast I was on.
Jeez.
Get some original shit.
It was the cattle prod podcast where they just bring someone on and repeatedly shock them.
How do they yell next?
On microphones.
It was an animal cruelty podcast. You know how like the crazy vegans like to put themselves in cages like cows and
oh, really? Is that like
all
a
that crazy stuff?
So, I didn't know that.
No, he's lying, obviously.
I mean, yeah, I've taken this to a level, yeah. That is a real thing, though.
I've seen pictures of people
the animal
in cages and
they'll
stuff.
Like do that to be like, look how terrible this is.
How trapped I am. Please help me.
Yes, but how good do you taste?
I have to
this may be all worth it.
I've heard...
you look pretty tasty to me.
Believe it or not, people have grown human muscle tissue in a lab. For consumption, for science.
Sounds scrumptious.
And, it was in a lab, so it's like...
So it's clean.
It's weird, but it just... We taste like pigs, essentially, is what I'm saying. We taste like ham.
Okay.
So
how do you know that?
I just said why.
But you sound like you know from personal...
from the tone of voice.
Calhouns are cannibals.
Yeah, we kind of taste like pig if you had salt and pepper and...
Well, you haven't noticed it.
Cook it in my oven. I mean, what?
You ever noticed that people have gone missing on the sub?
No.
Johnny?
Yeah, there's no one on the sub but us.
Anyway, back to this question. Here we go. If Superman, this might be appropriate. If Superman saved your girlfriend by grabbing her ass, what kind of ice cream would you buy him as a reward?
What the frick?
Probably human flesh ice cream. I would get it from a lab, and he would think it was pig flavored.
Like a dog? You would get it from a laboratory?
Got him.
And
you got him.
Joke's on him. It's kind of like human... If you grow human flesh in a lab, is it still human flesh, though?
Yeah, of course it is. But it's kind of unethical, or it's not... It's not really...
He's got a point.
It's not unethical to
eat. It's just flesh at that point.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm attempting to become a vegetarian.
This is just really science flesh, right?
You're attempting to become a vegetarian.
I'm attempting to become a vegetarian.
So
it
hasn't worked yet.
I'm still trying. I've successfully cut out red meat.
I'm a vegetarian. Shit ate a burger. All right, gonna try again tomorrow.
I don't eat red meat. I'm working
it's a daily
on
daily battle.
It's like I'm trying to quit smoking. It's hard.
I'm down. I'm down to a pack a day.
Down to a pack.
Used to be three. I might go back up to two.
Just for a little while.
Just compromise.
Just for a week. Cheat day. Cheat week.
But there are people who actually say things like that. Who used to work at Bertha's Burrito Barn.
Hey, former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel said at one point a few weeks ago, he was like, don't worry, guys, I'm going to get sober on Friday.
Did he actually say this?
He said this on a Tuesday.
Next week.
On Friday, I'm going to get sober for sure. They asked him, are you sober?
That's
and he said, I'm going to get sober on Friday.
Probably
Sunday.
Does he still work?
Maybe Monday.
No, he is has unemployed. No job. Yep. He is currently unemployed.
Oh, thank God.
Unemployed with tons of money.
Terrible.
Well, he'll never be wanting because his family is filthy rich.
He comes from an oil family.
Who is going to ever put him on any team now?
Well, and, you know, in his brief NFL career, he made, you know, a few million dollars.
Good
if
point.
I gave you a few million dollars, you could probably get away with never working again.
Well,
That's just despicable.
Someone with the,
yeah,
with the
cocaine addiction might have
spending, spending problems like Johnny Manziel would not.
Who is ever? No one's ever going to get him on a team again.
If they did, it would be like
they
do this in soccer all the time. Someone that's washed up but has a lot of name recognition. This is different because Manziel isn't to get a name on the team as like a controversial like A-Rod. Like he won't probably play ever again.
Well, he did retire, so yeah.
Did he officially retire?
Won't play ever again.
he actually did retire from the Yankees specifically, they said there is a possibility that he would come back if somebody offered him money because he would always take money.
Sure.
And they would just not play him. They would just do it as like,
we have
the Oakland A's need to get some butts in the seats. So people might show up if they know this charlatan man is going to be on the team now because of name recognition.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time, especially in soccer. Like 36-year-old men that shouldn't be playing or get traded to a team and they won't play.
I would love to be that 36-year-old man.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
I've always said I aspire to be a third-string quarterback. Not the backup, because you're just one broken bone away from having to get in there. No, third string.
That's horrible.
Or even just the trainer, or like a training QB.
Yeah, but if you're third-string QB, the league minimum's like $500,000 a year. So I will gladly hold this clipboard, sit on the bench, and I will try very hard in practice.
He will squint.
But just hard enough to make the team. Not hard enough to compete for a starting spot.
Then you might actually be inadvertently trying really hard because you'd also be an actor.
It would be impressive.
You'd be acting just below par.
Most importantly, all my bones and muscles would stay intact forever.
Yeah, no concussions or anything.
And you get a front row seat to all the games. Yeah, I'd just be the number one fan.
You've really thought this out.
Yeah, I have. Front row seat, paid to be there, exclusive access to all the players.
It's almost like you've been
He's got like a wall of third string quarterbacks on his wall. This is what I'm going to be.
How did he do it? He was the greatest quarterback of all time, was a third string quarterback for 12 years. Dan Hansen, genius, pure genius. How did he stay third string this whole time? Never rising above, never falling below.
First third string quarterback to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Never threw a pass.
That would be incredible.
But never sacked.
Never
threw a touchdown, but never threw an interception.
That's good point.
Never won a game, but didn't lose any either.
He's the mystery man.
You miss all the interceptions you don't throw.
Oh, God.
That's a great unmotivational poster.
I like that,
For all potential
things. Hey, if you don't throw the ball, you won't throw an interception, and no one will hate you.
That's true.
Well, unless you were actually in the game and you didn't throw the ball, people would probably start to get mad.
Why did you not throw the ball?
As Calhoun would say, good God, man, throw the ball.
God, throw the ball, you imbecile. I bet you that's what old... fans of football sounded like back in like the 30s, I guess.
When we were cool back then.
When football didn't exist yet.
In the 30s, or was it the 40s that football became?
Because
rugby was here.
Really got kicking in the early 40s, I'd say.
40s?
Okay. Cleveland Browns won their first championship in 1946.
Then it had to have been...
That was before
and the last.
That was before the AFL and NFL merger, though.
Okay, I was going to say then that means NFL...
So it started around World War II.
Okay.
Something like that.
I know very little about American football, but I do know that
it is the greatest sport in the world. I agree.
I do know.
We concur on that.
The first quote unquote Super Bowl was played indoors on a field that was like tiny, and that was where they invented the 10-yard rule for downs.
Why? Just because there's so little room?
I don't know why I learned this. I think it was I was looking up the history of rugby, and I happened to come across the history of football. But yeah, that's what it was. It was like they had to. I don't know. It's kind of what it was. It was just like the size of the field determined that they needed to make up rules on the spot.
That was a good rule.
I guess. I mean,
that's fun.
Paved the way.
To see that yellow line.
I don't, because it means I don't like the stop and go. I don't like commercial breaks. I hate them. I hate commercials. Which is why
we're going to a commercial.
We're gonna go to commercial.
Good segue.
We'll be right back with more Unbelievables after this.
Oh, hi, I didn't see you there, handsome stranger. Why, you look like someone that has a good head on their shoulders, and that head is full of some terrible ideas on home decoration. No, 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 don't go anywhere yet. I have something just for you. There's no reason to hang your head in shame for not being an interior design savant like myself. I've got just what you need. Take a look at these decorative greasy rags. I like to hang mine above the stove. The aroma alone is reason enough to stay in the kitchen all day. But you can put these anywhere. The fireplace, next to an ashtray. They'll bring the whole room together. No matter the color scheme, the grayish-brown dripping liquid complements any other elements you have going on in a room. Right now, we've got a sale going on where if you buy 4 of Jim's decorative greasy rags, you get an athlete's foot gym sock for free. So just visit us online at www.greasyjimsdungeonoffuninthesun.com. I'll see you there.
This is the first time I'm seeing this.
Mm.
This is cool. Johnny has not seen it.
Yeah, thanks for not showing me.
Ooh, that
there
sounds
it
familiar.
Is. Hey, that's me.
A beautiful that's, voice.
That is Stevie James right there. That hey. Is Fallen Captive. The lead singer of which
that's pretty good,
is our
man.
Guest today.
Hi.
Stevie James.
Me again.
You can find their music video on YouTube.
Or just go to fallencaptive.com.
Or go to fallencaptive.com.
You guys have your own website.
We have our very own website.
You guys are so professional.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm so proud.
It's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
If only we had our own website. That would be great.
We're not very professional, apparently.
But let you in on a secret. It's actually pretty easy and affordable.
Yeah. I've been.
Yeah, we know. We just haven't done it.
I've been doing some research.
Oh yeah, yeah, we know, but
I've,
we just.
I've been doing some research.
You guys ever hear of SoundCloud? It's like a website but better.
SoundCloud.
It's where like a website but better. Yeah.
Where you can find the Unbelievables back catalog.
You ever try Facebook? I hear
what's
it's all
that?
The rage.
Y'all what's that? Follow yeah. us on Facebook as well.
We're on MySpace.
We're not on MySpace.
Oh, dude, you guys got to get
Zanga.
With the times.
I wouldn't touch MySpace.
Zanga.
What's
wow.
Zanga?
You don't remember Zanga?
No.
It was like a blog site.
I was on Zanga.
I pray to God that my old Zanga account is just gone into the fucking
in the ether.
Where no one
not.
Will ever see it.
We should look up your Zanga. That'd
I don't think I
want to
do that.
That would be something that takes place off microphone.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what's on that thing.
Someone brought up. I have a joke I wrote about my old AIM. Username and profile and stuff.
What was your username?
Sly Old Dog.
Oh, God. That's
barf.
Terrible.
I kid you not.
What was yours, Johnny?
Well.
Was it Mr. Banks?
No, it was Johnny, a.k.a. The Fool.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
I like that.
A.k.a. The Fool.
That's nice.
I loved mine. What was yours?
Llama Udder.
Llama Udder.
Strange, right?
That yeah, is. That's really weird.
And then at one point, I changed it to X01010139933. And I still remember that.
Which yeah, apparently.
Is there a significance to those digits?
No.
Nope. You're like, there are none left.
Nope.
I have to.
Well, there was already X01010012. Or what was it? Was it
X01010139933.
There's
one more time.
No. If he says it one more time, he'll turn into a Russian sleeper agent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah, we can't say his name 3 times.
Yeah, I guess I got subconscious about Llama Udder, and I wanted to leave it just totally vague and meaningless, so I went with a series of numbers.
Both of those would succeed in someone approaching you and going, what?
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going
it's
for.
It's a good conversation starter. It's a good conversation piece.
What does your username mean? Nothing.
It means nothing.
My email for
void.
Facebook is Johnny the Awesome One.
I like that.
Wait, that's what your what? Your Facebook URL is?
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone find Johnny at
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, I guess I probably shouldn't have said that. Well,
it's out there now.
I don't even know how to get onto it.
Also,
I forgot the password.
What's your home address?
Well,
And how much social security number?
How much money do you make before taxes?
Three.
Three monies.
That's more.
Three monies.
It's three more than I make.
Three more than you make.
Ten more than I make.
Oh,
riddle me that.
I can't.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Can't even do simple math.
Well, today, for the listener, we have a special treat. Johnny has been listening at work to some more old radio shows.
That's all I do.
We've mentioned it in the past.
Hours and hours.
We've played for you one before.
Yeah, it was great.
And that was a good one. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. So we've selected an excerpt of another episode.
Yeah, this was
of an old radio show. And we'd like to play it for you. And we will do that. And then when we come back, we'll have we'll talk more with Stevie James. We'll play a couple games.
I like games.
We'll play a couple Stevie games.
Stevie games.
Oh, Stevie games. I see what you did there.
I don't get it.
That was a good one.
Very punny.
Yeah.
Get it?
But we're gonna...
It's like funny, but it's punny.
I don't get it.
Which is a pun on a pun.
When we come back, we'll be cutting out Stevie James' tongue. So we won't have to hear any more puns.
You are the pun!
The pun king! All right, stay tuned for this episode of... What was it? I don't even know. Well, we'll just have to listen.
Spooky Library, whatever.
We'll have to listen to it.
The Black Library, I think. Oh.
Who's there? Nah, it's just you. Come in closer. Mind the rats. My apologies for the mess. There was a coffin salesman here. I told him that's the last thing I'll ever need. Well, as long as you're here, I have a tale for you. Where did I put that? Of course! I keep it beneath my guillotine. The Long Night. Our story begins on a secluded mire in Rosencrantz Manor, as the children of the late Helen Rosencrantz are greeted by the family butler.
Bernard welcomes Oliver Rosencrantz, Scarlet Rosencrantz, and Humphrey Rosencrantz. Have a seat in separate chairs, all of you.
My God, man, we know our names, and we know yours, Bernard.
Good to see you're just as much an imbecile as when we left, Bernie.
You stupid dog, Bernard. You are not fit to say the name Humphrey Rosencrantz.
My God, Humphrey, you spent 2 weeks in Paris, and you come back more of a pretentious sap than when you left.
Bernard swallows his pride as he's buffeted by insults. Bernard recognizes that the children have not changed in the slightest.
Who are you talking to, you old loaf of meat?
Bernard ignores the rude child and approaches the record player.
Can we move this along, Bernstein? I'm posing for a cheese sculptor tomorrow at noon.
Sacre bleu! Why would they punish cheese in such a way?
Bernard raises his hands to hush the room and places the needle on the record.
Have we begun the record, Bernard?
Yes, ma'am.
Splendid. As you can tell, I'm dying. And you three are the only scum relations I have, unfortunately. Since I cannot decide who least deserves my estate, I'll let fate decide. My God, man, what is this nonsense? Shut your trap, Oliver!
Is this a recording or not?
Of course it's a recording.
Is this some kind of trick?
No, you're stupid.
Oh, of course it's a recording.
Now, I require that you spend the night here, in this mansion, and whoever survives until the morning will be given an envelope by Bernard detailing your inheritance. Okay, Bernard, I'm finishing. Turn this off. Bernard!
This is ridiculous! Why don't we just take the envelope
from the old fool?
Where's he gone? He's no longer in the room.
Where have you gone, you spineless worm?
What was that? Did you hear that?
It sounded like it came from the kitchen.
Quickly.
My God, it's Bernard. He seems to have swallowed an entire fire poker.
Good heavens me. Zutilor!
Hey, you, with the teeth.
We're here for Lone Star Toothpaste.
You looking for something to keep your pearly whites whiter? Then look no further than Lone Star. Lone Star Toothpaste. Now with lead.
Pure lead for a nice thick paste.
This is brutal toothpaste, but it works.
Our combination toothpaste of mercury and lead leads to a great healthy smile.
That's right. Healthy and full of lead.
It even fills in all the gaps.
Are you missing a tooth? Enough lead and you'll have a new tooth. You looking for a smile? Looking for a grin? Looking for a smiley grin?
Well, I've got one here. You know what I use, friend?
What do you use?
I use Lone Star Toothpaste.
What's the flavors?
Oh, we've got plenty of flavors. One of them is rail spike flavored. Another is coal flavored. Our most popular is cigarette flavored.
Oh, Lone Star cigarettes. That's a thing I know a thing or two about.
Tell us all about it then.
Well, just like Lone Star Toothpaste, Lone Star cigarettes are great for your smile. No.
Just look at this lady smiling with a...
Oh, God! Sorry. She likes Lone Star.
She certainly does, and she certainly uses Lone Star toothpaste.
L-O-N-E... Sorry. This is a very difficult name.
Lone Star toothpaste. The pastiest of paste.
Lone Star.
Lone Star. L-O-N-E-star.
L-O-N-E star.
Lone Star.
Loony Star.
Loony Star.
We return to our story, where the heirs of the Rosencrantz have nearly peed their Rosenpants. They move to the study to assess their dismal predicament.
The recording said, whoever survives until the morning gets the inheritance. I say we just stay in the same room until then.
Oh, Bernskog is dead. We would still need the envelope.
I say we leave immediately.
Fine, when I find the envelope, I'll have it all to myself.
You may not be convincing, but this bowl of assorted fruits will keep me busy until morning.
Scarlet, you are a filthy rich already. What would you need with more money?
And I suppose you'd need it to afford more scarves for your poodle, you charlatan.
Olivier, what is wrong? Your mouth, it is completely black.
Oh, that's probably just the blackberries.
And your palms, they're leaking sweat.
Oh, that's just the pomegranates.
What about the blood spilling from your eyes?
Oh, I'm sure that's just the pineapple.
Wait, what?
Mon Dieu.
There's no fruit left, and he's dead.
You have murdered our own brother.
I cannot believe you'd accuse me of such a thing. I won't spend another moment in this room with you.
Where do you think you are going?
There are never any lights in this house. The old woman was a shrew in every sense. Ah, candles. Ah, my hair! It's on fire! I need a window! Yes, a gust of wind will blow it out! Ah, I've fallen out the window! And my hair remains ablaze! Ah, I'm still falling! This cliff is enormous! Who built this house on such a tall cliff? Ah! Now, if I don't die of heart failure, I'll certainly die of boredom. This is ridiculous!
Scarlet! What happened? Where?
Bernard, I thought you were dead.
Bernard has you now.
What are you talking about? What are you going to do with that gun?
Bernard is going to kill you with this gun.
But what are you going to do about this gun?
Bernard sees your gun and raises you another gun.
I advance my gun, Rook, to take your gun queen.
Bernard's gun bishop takes your gun knight. That's checkmate. Bernard wins, bitch.
Sacre bleu! You shot me right in the brain! I am dying.
Bernard is free. Now Bernard can stop referring to Bernard in the third Bernard. Now for the envelope that was on Bernard's, my person. Oh, it's a picture of me, Bernard, standing in this very room over a body, holding a picture. What is this shadowy smudge on the side of the page? There's glowing red eyes. They're glowing, slowly approaching the figure from behind. Is somebody there?
Ah, delicious tale full of cheese, fruit, and just dessert. Oh, and poor Bernard. All he wanted in the end was, to shoot someone in the brain. All that work for nothing. Really, all Bernard needed was something to lift his spirits. Well, that's all for our show. Join us next time as we traverse the catacombs of Tome.
Pokemon searching far and wide. Pokemon
to understand the power that's inside.
It's so good. It's so good.
And relevant.
My destiny. You're my best friend. In a world we must defend.
Wow, we should be in a band.
You guys want to be my backup singers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we come up snapping our fingers?
Yes, please. Backup singers / dancers.
Just for that song.
It's all sequin dresses.
I told Tyler Bucks, friend of the show. Oh, by the way, welcome back to the Unbelievables. I hope you enjoyed that little segment we had. I told Tyler Bucks that if his band did a cover of Toto's Africa, I would love him forever because that's one of my favorite songs. You guys should do one.
That is the jam.
Fallen Captive, Stevie James here, our guest today, is going to do... You heard it today.
Right
he's
now.
Did not agree to that.
Here we go.
But we hope you enjoyed the episode of old
Black
radio
Library.
Show, the Black Library. I forget what it is each time.
Yeah, that's real great. Thanks.
Sorry.
It's my favorite.
The Black Library.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. But now we're going to move into our next segment, which we love.
It's my favorite. I want to do it.
Okay.
Are we doing it?
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Verb me out.
Can you sail it?
Hey, are you in here too?
How'd you get in here?
The door was open.
Oh.
Are you guys inside my head?
Well...
I don't know. Are you inside your head?
Wait, are we in your head?
I don't think we're in anyone's head. I think it's a cave.
Shit. It's wet in here.
Sorry.
We're doing that thing where we take it too far. We?
Can you sail it?
Excellent. What a better way, or I cannot think of a better way to introduce our game.
I can't think of a worse way.
I can't think of a, yeah.
Okay, Stevie James, pick from the person.
Stevie James, our guest today.
I'm gonna be the person. Oh, God.
Will be.
You have to be the person at least the first time.
I'm very excited about this selection.
Are you going to tell us or are you going to wait?
It's going to be very obvious.
Who are you there, sir? How do you do?
Oh, I say, sir.
I'm so happy about the selection.
He's keeping it
close to himself. It's definitely the best one. As a longtime listener, this is definitely the best character.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Oh, then I have a feeling I know who it is.
I have an inkling.
Wait, why am I doing your voice? I have my own.
Hello there, ma'am or sir. Who are you today?
I'm Batman.
Oh, God.
Oh, my good heavens. A man bat. A bat that's the size of a man.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, I'm Wilson P. DeMello. How
Wilson.
Are you?
I'm Batman.
good to see that. Well, sir, Mr. Batman, may I call you just Mr. Man?
No, I'm Batman.
My apologies, Batman. Mr. Batman, I do have a product for you today that surely you will come, you will find very useful. This product is...
Hurry up!
Do not rush me, sir! Who are you, by the way?
I'm trying to sell to this man here. My name is T.T. Tuggins.
Well, Mr. Tuggins, I got here first, therefore I will go first. What I have for you today is an umbrella bridge. This umbrella...
I hate it.
You hate it? Well, let me try and sell it for you, sir. Let me.
No.
Mr. Batman seems to be a hard person, a hard sell.
My parents are dead.
You think a Batman bridge or whatever you have is going to
sell? It's an umbrella bridge. I wish it was a Batman bridge.
I already have one of those.
Oh. You seem to be
would he need an umbrella bridge if he has a Batman bridge?
Yeah, why would I need that?
What you do need...
You never know, you might be walking in the rain and then have to cross a body of water or some other untraversable terrain.
It's time for T.T. Tuggins to have a shot.
Oh, feel free.
You know when you're using your chains to get around Batman?
No.
Yes, you do. You have to. Well, you know what would make it easier? Chain fluid. Chain fluid all over the chain, make it go real smooth.
Sounds messy.
It is, but it's worth it.
A chain fluid? That sounds dreadful.
No, that sounds
what great. Kind of chain is he going to have? He's gonna
to lift the Batmobile on it.
With his hands?
On a pulley system.
Oh, okay. That makes
maybe
a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Mr. Tuggins.
Thank you, sir.
Can I call you Mr. Tuggins?
No.
Shit.
Call me T.
T.
Sir, I have something for you today. I noticed that you have a strange costume on your body.
Chicks dig it.
And what happens if you have some sort of hole in your costume?
It doesn't get holes. It's made out of indestructible material.
Oh, I disagree, sir. I do believe one day you may get a hole in your suit.
I believe the man said it was indestructible.
Oh, you do not know that, sir. You have not seen the types of things I have seen in the world. And what I
saw
brought...
my parents die in front of my eyes when I was a child.
Yeah, did you see
Tell me more about what you've seen.
Maybe I was there, sir. Maybe I watched them die with my eyes.
He's got you.
That's fucked up.
Maybe I killed them, sir.
You're
maybe
dead.
It was I.
You can't kill.
You're dead.
Oh, no. No, do not kill me.
You can't kill.
Oh. I've only knocked him unconscious temporarily.
I guess I better sell well. That's why you...
I have something to sell you.
Well, at least he's a true salesman, even trying to make sales as he's unconscious.
That's the true nature of a salesman.
Batman.
A noodle patch for your suit.
A noodle patch.
What?
Genius.
That's not genius. What's really
genius? Yes, it is. I'm Batman.
Yeah, well.
I'll take two of them.
What? You don't even know what I'm offering you.
It better be good.
It's really good.
Okay.
Well, so you know when you're shooting things and it's...
I don't shoot things. I'm Batman.
Okay. What about when you, like, need to get somewhere? And you don't have your...
I take the Batmobile.
Yeah, well, let's say you have to go up.
I can fly. I'm Batman.
It's okay, but let's say you had a gun that was a spring gun.
And I don't like guns.
It's not a really a gun. It's
I hate it.
Dang it. It's a noodle patch. I don't get it.
I'll take the noodle patch.
But the chain fluid in the...
I'll take two of them, please.
What has happened to my brother? You have knocked him unconscious. Oh, my good heavens, sir. Oh, hello, how do you do? I'm Wilfred P. Doggins.
Are you the man with the noodle patch?
No, that was my brother who you seem to have knocked into a stupor.
Shit, I really wanted that noodle patch.
Well, sir, I have something else for you today. I will ignore your assault on my family member, and I will try and sell you my product.
He had it coming.
I've got...
Whoa, that doesn't sound like Batman.
I'm Batman.
Okay, he does sound like Batman.
I believe you. Believe me, I do not want to be assaulted like you did my brother. Here, sir, I'm here to give you something that you may need or you may not need. I don't care. You just look like a filthy rich man. Yes. And I'm going to sell you this. It is sun fur.
What?
Now, you ever get mad that you can't tan because you're just covered in hair? You are a bat, are you not?
I only come out at night.
Well, in this case...
Yeah, that's true.
Fortunately for you, sir, sun fur tans at all times of the day.
That doesn't make sense.
Even in moonlight, especially in moonlight.
You
indeed.
Know what you mean? Oh, now you're onto something.
Oh, I seem to have intrigued the Batman.
Dang it. Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Let's say you want to incapacitate someone, but you don't want to kill them.
Okay.
A good way to get around that is to use a shame fart.
Oh, a shame fart.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, it's a device that when you want to shame someone, you place near them and it makes a flatulent sound.
Oh, I could do that to Alfred.
You could.
He'd hate that.
Yes, he would.
And I'd love it.
Yes.
Batman.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, Mr. Batman, what kind of interests do you have besides obviously assaulting people and just being a general downer?
I'm the Batman.
Well, in that case...
I'm not the hero you need. I'm the hero you deserve.
Oh, good.
That's confusing.
Batman.
Well, considering after you have told me that you spend so much time in the outdoors at night...
That's where I spend most of my time, yes. Or in dark caves.
Perhaps you'll find a companion.
I miss my parents.
Perhaps you'll find a companion that you may want to share your life with. And in that case...
Probably not.
Well,
oh, okay.
To my dismay, I present to you Nightlace.
Oh.
Oh, I like that it has night in it.
I figured you would, sir. I figured you would. Which is why I hoped you would let me get to it. But alas, I'm taking the Nightlace back. You cannot have it, sir, because you were so rude to me and my family.
Well, it's a shame because I have a lot of money.
Oh, please do not hurt me, sir. No, do not.
Well, I think I win because other people are dead.
That's too bad. That night lace sounded nice.
Dang it. None of my things worked. They were so well contrived.
Batman.
All right.
So.
That was great.
Who wins?
Who wins?
Well, you're dead and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know who I am.
You and your relative.
That's right.
Batman. Snap their necks.
So that makes Johnny the winner.
Thank you.
Despite not selling anything, Batman was interested.
I never win
yeah,
this fucking
all
game.
These things Batman would be interested in. I don't understand. Batman was off today, I feel like.
I feel like he was pretty spot on.
Well, he probably was a little spot on.
Yeah.
But...
Let us do another round.
Okay. Who's going to be...
I hope I'm Batman again. Oh, weird. Batman.
We have to...
I will be the person.
He's the person.
I will be the historic person.
And I have to sell you something.
Let's see here.
Yeah, here's three cards.
Musical cue.
I get three cards?
Three cards. You have to choose two of them.
All right. Oh, excellent.
Oh, God. These are all terrible. Were you just getting rid of it?
I thought I just had a pick
two.
Well,
I guess you can, yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. It'll be hard to fool me. I'm Harry Houdini.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, not this guy.
This guy's...
I'd like to know what you guys have for sale. I'm in the market for some new props.
Hold on.
Perhaps you have some sort of jar I can escape from.
Mr.
Or...
Houdini.
Oh, hello, good sir.
My name is J.T. Schmundermuffin.
Hello, Mr. Schmundermuffin.
Can you spell that?
Schmundermuffin to you, sir. Schmunder Muffin.
Schmunder Muffin.
You got it. I have just the thing you have always needed.
Oh, please tell me.
So you know when you want to have some toast, but the old missus is upset because you're getting little round.
Well, I do say so. How dare you insult my figure.
It's okay, because I have just a solution.
Oh.
Shadow butter. Now you can butter up your biscuits, and the old missus will never know.
Wait, he does not see it?
Can't, it's a shadow.
I'd like to know more about this shadow butter. Would I be able to cover my dog in it?
Yes.
And then make it look like he's not on the stage while I make him disappear?
No.
No.
Only the butter is invisible.
Only. So the shadow remains. So the,
it still casts.
I can cover.
It still casts a shadow. Yes.
I can cover that's whatever I want myself.
So useful.
So I can cover myself in butter.
Yes.
To hide how fat I am.
No, no. You put the butter on your. On your, I'm struggling with the accents. You put the butter on your toast, and you can't tell that there's butter on your toast. It's genius.
Oh, so when my wife complains that I'm eating too much butter, I can use the shadow
butter. Yes.
Okay,
that's good.
That's a pretty convincing product.
It's good. I like that.
It's good. It's nice.
I have some.
I could use it in my act.
Or if people think you're weird for putting butter on your pizza or your hot dogs, now they'll never know.
I can't believe you knew that about me. That I like to put butter on literally everything.
Don't tell him.
All right. Don't tell.
Wait. Well, sir, I have just the thing for you.
Who are you, sir?
I am PG...
Rating. Mr. PG Rating, it's nice to see you today. It's nice to see you.
Just watch what you say. Anyway...
Damn.
Stop that. Okay, moving on.
You get one curse word.
Looks like you're at a limit. All right, so you know when you're trying to do those high-flying whatever you do, you weird guy?
Yeah, sure. Whenever I'm in the circus, being a magician.
Yes, that is...
All those circus gigs I get.
Well, think of all the uses you could get out of a fan vacuum.
A fan vacuum.
It blows air as well as sucking it in.
Revolutionary.
So, yes.
So I can just... Tell me more about this fan vacuum. How big is it? Can I fit it on stage?
It's about three sizes.
It comes in three sizes?
Yes.
Or it is three sizes?
It is also three sizes and comes in three sizes.
So it's collapsible?
Yes.
Would I be able to fit it into a box and make it look like it? I cut it in half?
No.
Oh. I don't see much
of
a use for this fan vacuum.
Oh, you could... There's so many uses.
Maybe I can clean up the auditorium after everyone's left.
Maybe you can clean up your act.
How dare you?
Mr. PG Rating doesn't like what's going on.
Just because I...
With your wizarding ways.
Just because I influence children in a positive way. How dare you? How dare you rate my act?
This isn't the 1980s. PG means something.
Oh, okay.
PG Rating.
I accept that.
All right.
Mr. Rating.
I'm moving on.
Well, if you're not sold on the shadow butter, I have just the product for
you. I'd love to know what you have there,
sir. It's rather excellent.
Tell me.
I present to you brain alcohol.
brain alcohol.
It's not like normal alcohol that is processed through the liver. No, this goes straight to your brain.
You
cut out the middleman, if you will.
That's perfect, because I actually... don't have a liver because it was punched and ruptured. So I can't process it. So it just goes straight to the brain?
Straight to the brain.
You seem to be...
Brain alcohol.
Is it a syringe?
Nope.
So it's still consumed by liquid.
But don't take too much because it goes straight to your brain.
So it goes down the esophagus and then it makes a...
Loop.
Yeah, it makes...
A 180.
It makes an about face.
No, it's actually an eardrop.
Oh, so I have to...
Straight into your brain. Brain alcohol.
I guess that works.
How potent is it? How many
Very
liters do I have to have?
Potent. One drop.
A single drop.
A single drop.
How much just comes with the package?
It's got great value. 10 drops.
10 drops.
Wow.
10 drops for that price?
Mmm.
Mmm. That's just convincing.
I would offer you this, but I'm not sure what you'd do with it.
Well, then you don't seem like that great of a salesman.
It's the bra paw.
The bra paw.
I don't know.
Is this for dogs?
Yes.
I'm not a dog. I'm a magician.
Well, if you had a dog and you wanted to put a bra on it, that would be the thing to do.
If I had a paw and I wanted to put a bra on it?
Yes.
You're right, like, I think it's stupid.
That seems like, if so far, this PG rating is not having a lot of luck with the,
sorry.
With any of these products.
Hold on.
I think I might go with the shadow butter.
It I have something good. Even better than shadow butter.
Oh my good heavens, how could you
better
have
than
that
shadow
was
butter.
Just
shadow
to
butter.
Warm you up.
Oh, well, I'd
this
like
will
to hear
be,
more.
This will be great for your act.
Please.
I call it trap leg.
It's so tarp.
Shit. Shit. My dyslexia has foiled me again. Even better. Tarp leg.
Tarp leg.
Tell me all about this tarp leg.
Well, it's genius, really. It was engineered in Germany. Yep.
Those Germans, they sure know how to make a tarpaulin.
Oh, it is something. It, you know, when your leg...
I don't know. I need you to tell me.
You know, when your leg is wet.
Sure.
Don't you hate when that happens?
I get that all the time.
Singular.
Yeah, yeah, your leg, well, this is a tarp designed...
My legs get wet one at a time.
...to wrap around your leg to keep it dry.
Well,
thanks.
I'll make you a deal. I'll give you a buy one, gets one free. So both your legs can be
tied.
This guy.
My last item for you is an experience to Alaska for some snow love.
Oh, now I'm convinced. Now I'm intrigued. This is a close race.
Houdini likes to travel.
Me and the lady friend bicker a lot.
Oh, yeah, lady
Yeah, you
friend.
Guys can go on your snow love trip, but then you can still have no butter without the chateau butter.
What happens if my legs get wet in the snow? I would need a tarp leg.
He's only offering you one leg.
No, I told him buy one, gets one free.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He runs a good bargain.
Well.
Mm-hmm. And I'll let you sample one drop of the brain alcohol.
Oh.
So you'll walk out of here with dry legs wasted with a pail full of shadow butter.
Seems like the greatest salesman on earth.
I can offer you
no
snow
amount.
Love.
I'll tell you right now, no amount of snow love is going to bring me back from brain alcohol and dry legs.
Dang it!
So I have to go with the dry legs and the brain alcohol and the shadow.
An
butter.
Excellent choice. $1 million, please.
Oh no! I've been fooled.
That's
Harry
how he
Houdini.
Did it. That's cool.
It comes with a warranty.
Oh, good. For 3
warranty?
Months.
Warranty?
The 3-month warranty. By then. The alcohol
has killed you.
Yeah, no Jesus. More than one drop.
That sounds terrifying.
No more than one drop, otherwise.
You're dead.
We ran into, well, what an excellent round. What a great.
Yeah, I lost.
That was something. I got to work on my accents, you know? You guys make it sound easy.
You were German at one point.
I was going through a few different phases.
Well,
sure.
He was German. One of your products was from Germany.
That's true.
That's
kind of where the Germanic accent came from.
It worked. We ran into a game last week. With Tabitha Jones, friend of the show,
mm-hmm.
by accident, it was just a round of marry, kill, sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like to say that instead of fuck, marry, kill, because sex just sounds funny. I'm going to sex this one. And I think we should do another round.
All right.
Marry, kill, sex. Our subjects, I guess you could call them today.
Sure, that's fine.
I should get some music. Why not?
Do crunchy guitar.
Get some crunchy guitar. It doesn't... Nah, it's not... We need something else. We need something a little bit more sexy.
Don't play the entertainer. Oh, I thought you were going to play the entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is really sexy.
This is real sexy.
Can we commit to these voices for this segment?
Oh, Mary yeah. Kill Sex.
Oh,
here we go. We've got Liam Neeson.
Baby. Liam Neeson.
Harrison Ford.
Okay.
And... I forget the third.
Where's
Shit.
It?
It's over there. Liam Neeson, Harrison Ford, and...
Sean Connery? Is it Sean Connery?
It was not Sean Connery. You know, we'll just make it Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Okay, fine.
Nick Cage.
All right.
Liam Neeson, Harrison Ford.
Oh, shit.
I have it. I already
Mary
know.
Mary kills
I already know.
Let's hear it.
Kill Nick Cage.
How dare you kill our lord?
I'd have to. He's too crazy. He's too much to handle.
No.
Nicolas Cage.
I'd kill Nick Cage.
Nicholas.
I'd have sex with Harrison Ford, obviously. And then I'd
marry. Why is that obvious? I don't follow why that's obvious.
Oh, it's obvious.
Oh, duh.
And I'd marry Liam Neeson.
Do you think Liam Neeson would be a generous lover in marriage?
He'd protect me if I ever got taken.
He would definitely protect me.
There was no way.
If you were taken, that's perfect. Yeah, because you took my family.
You took my lover.
That's perfect insurance. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, that was good. What else you get?
What would you do? I would like to know our guest, Stevie James.
I don't know. Johnny kind of nailed it.
Yeah, I did.
I can't kill Nick Cage because...
I wouldn't kill Nicolas Cage.
He's my lord.
I'm thinking of the right Nicolas Cage, right? Like, he's the Ghost Runner, right?
Yeah, but...
Ghost Rider, yeah.
Ghost Rider, that's sick.
Yeah, but...
I think I would kill Harrison Ford.
You're gonna kill Harrison Ford? Okay.
J.J. Abrams already did it. Zing!
Oh.
Yeah, I'd kill Harrison Ford.
Wow. Sacrilege. I would
sex Nicolas Cage, but only in that movie where the prisoners are in the plane from like the 80s where he has the long
hair. On Con Air?
Yeah, Con Air.
You would have sex with Con Air Nicolas Cage.
Version of Nicolas Cage only.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I'd have sex with the Nicolas Cage that's from that crazy movie where he recites the alphabet.
Oh, Vampire's Kiss?
Yes. In a second.
That's nice.
But we'd all marry Liam Neeson.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That goes
because
without saying,
it's obvious insurance. Yeah.
There you go.
For when we're taken.
All right, at least we agree on that.
Yeah.
All right, what was the next one?
Next one was ScarJo, J Law, and M Clark. Meaning, okay,
you gotta help
Clark.
Me with the second two. What? Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
And
she's the girl from Hunger Games.
Yes.
Those and Hungry Gangs.
And right. Emilia Clarke.
Who's Emilia Clarke?
Daenerys
Stormborn of House
of
Targaryen.
Game of Thrones. Mm. White
is
hair.
She the dragon chick?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Mother of Dragons.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I could tell.
You don't watch Game of Thrones? No, I'm an anti-conformist.
Then we won't give anything away.
Anti-conformist.
Do you also take a big wheel unicycle to work? I don't take cars. I don't like to conform. I take the train.
Cars are cool.
Okay. Only you only conform to things that are useful.
Yes.
All right. So, to the game.
I would kill Jennifer Lawrence so I can win the Hunger Games.
Oh!
Excellent.
I think that's pretty obvious.
That's
a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's nice. Then so I would marry the chick from Game of Thrones so I can sit on the throne or whatever. I'm assuming she has something to do with that.
Also wise.
And then
these are all things I did not think of.
And then I guess I'll have sex with Scarlett Johansson.
You can't lose with that either.
Wow.
So I think I nailed it.
Yeah, you might have nailed it.
Knocked it out of the park.
Cool.
Now I have to.
I'm Batman.
As much as I,
still Batman.
As much
Batman
as I may have agreed,
podcast.
I'm gonna have to kill Jennifer Lawrence as well.
Yeah, to win the Hunger Games, goes without saying.
Because I have to win the Hunger Games.
That makes sense.
I mean, if you don't kill Jennifer Lawrence, then
and
you're gonna die.
You lose the Hunger Games.
So the whole thing's pointless.
Exactly.
So you step point. One, you have to kill Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow, we kind of worked ourselves into a hole with that one.
I'm trying to. If I kill her and then I win the Hunger Games, and I would just. Did you guys ever see The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I saw that. The first one.
First one was good. Don't watch the rest.
Okay. And I'm going to stop.
And then
I
would just live as a king in this horrible dystopia with my wife, Emilia Clarke.
Wait, so you reached outside of the three?
No, you did the same thing he did.
Oh.
What? Who's
with
Emilia?
My wife, Scarlett Johansson.
Ah, switching it up.
See, I am going to marry Scarlett Johansson because she was once married to Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And. Since they split, that means she's looking to fill the void with another handsome, funny guy. Who better to fill that void in the deepest depths of her heart than funny old Mike Calhoun?
I can't think of anyone.
No one. And then I would have sex with Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, I guess that works.
There you go. There's my answer.
I'd probably do Stevie's way, though.
Asked and answered.
I think I already got it right.
I think he got it right. Ding, ding, ding.
Damn.
I have a really good one.
Stevie James wins.
This is a really good one.
Here we go.
All right. Eugene Levy.
Who's that?
From American Pie.
Which
the father?
One?
Bushy eyebrows.
Gotcha.
Very funny comedian.
Steve Buscemi.
I know who that is.
Or Will Ferrell.
Well, first of all, I would definitely marry Will Ferrell because he seems like a tender gentleman.
He does. He does. Like the perfect way
and
to put it.
And that's nice. And that's nice. I would kill... The pale, scary guy. What's his name again? Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
definitely killing him.
You're going to kill Steve Buscemi?
Yeah,
how dare you?
Eugene Levy, then?
Such a so be man. It. So we both have big eyebrows. You know, that'll be nice. definitely
you guys
killing
look
definitely
deeply into each other's
look
eyebrows.
Deep into each other's eyebrows. But yeah, definitely killing Steve Buscemi. That dude is terrifying.
He is terrifying. I agree.
I love Steve Buscemi, so I would marry Steve Buscemi.
All right, fair enough. Good luck with that.
He's also very successful with his show, Boardwalk Empire.
Yes, he is.
He has a lot of money. So I'd just be his trophy man, his trophy wife. I'd be Steve Buscemi's trophy wife.
Now, those are goals.
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Steve Buscemi's trophy wife. Yeah.
You said I could be anything. That would be an excellent, And then I would have sex with whichever man has the smallest penis out of the other two.
Oh, God.
Cop out.
Nope, it's not a cop. That's always my go-to.
I would say I would marry Eugene Levy because he's probably have some money. And then I would have sex with Will Ferrell. And I would kill Steve Buscemi because he's real creepy.
I respect that.
How can you guys kill Steve Buscemi?
He's really creepy.
I love Steve Buscemi. I love his big old
That's because you're creepy.
Eyes. What?
Oh, okay.
How rude of you.
Big old eyes.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of the show. But we have one more thing.
There is one more thing.
One more very important thing.
Sounds like you're going to play something.
I might. It's time for plugs.
Oh, now it's time for this voice.
Oh, baby.
I should have held out till the end.
Here we go.
Batman.
He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
For the listeners, it's getting really sexual in here.
You don't need to tell him that.
Johnny, put your shirt back on.
I can't help it.
Why is your nipple bleeding? What have you done?
I'm putting my shirt back on.
Good, good.
Batman.
I'm Batman.
We have entered into the plugs section. Does Johnny have any plugs for us today?
Yes, I do. Do you guys know like how food can go rotten if you leave it out?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So, yeah, well,
I am aware of this concept.
Yeah. Well, I made a box that you just... It's a box you keep really cold, so it's, like, frigid inside, and then you just keep things cold in it, and I've called it something. I call it the Cold Keeper.
It's genius. The Cold Keeper.
That's right.
Sounds like this thing I've heard of.
Oh, really?
We call it a refrigerator. Back home.
That sounds really stupid.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, do you listen to yourself say that word?
Yeah, that's enormous. That's an enormous word.
Yeah, it's stupid. You're right.
Refrigerator.
Cool.
What does refrigerate mean?
Yeah, cold keeper.
Hey, I'm gonna go get a beer out of the cold keeper.
Yeah, it's everyone knows what the cold keeper means.
You're right.
Like it's right in the name. It keeps things cold.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I like that name so much better.
Thank you.
I'm with you, Johnny.
Thanks.
I'm with Johnny on this.
How could I be so cruel?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why you would do that to me.
Suggestions.
Just coming up with stuff. You just want to shoot me down. All right.
How big is this cold keeper? Can I keep a person inside?
I knew it was going there.
You didn't know it was going there.
No, you know, I just have person-sized beer.
That's all.
Yeah, it's a big bottle of beer that's in the shape of a person.
In my trunk. And it's hot out.
And it won't shut up. So how about you, Stevie James? What do we want to plug?
What am I plugging? Do I have to plug something ridiculous, or do I plug serious things?
Serious things, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, he plugged to something very serious.
You're right. What am I thinking?
Cold Keeper.
I'm assuming you would want to plug your band.
Oh, God damn it. Every time.
Fallen Captive.
Fallen Captive.
Which I remember.
We'll plug them for you.
www.fallencaptive.com. We're writing a new record. It's going to be metal as fuck.
You're in the process of writing now?
Yeah, we have a record deal we got with an LA-based label called Urban Yeti Records. We're one of three bands. They're a newer label that's signed to their label. And
that's exciting times.
Like 8 months writing this record, and we're getting close to being done. We're actually starting vocal pre-production tomorrow, which means I'll be screaming.
Yeah,
exciting.
Right.
In our hot barn voice. All evening.
It's a good thing we didn't make you strain your voice with any sort of voices.
Well, I've never lost my voice, which is good.
Oh, wow.
So
congratulations.
It's almost like I was born to scream, which is a blessing and a curse for sure.
I've had a few ladies tell me that. Oh, no.
Oh,
that's...
Oh,
should not have said
sing.
That.
So, yeah, that's happening, and that's going to be sweet. And then in the other world, doing the work alternative press interview stuff.
Yes, that is something we didn't delve into, so let's dive into
cool.
it now. Stevie is, well, you've written a couple, a column I've read.
Yeah, I'd contribute to nice. Some web articles here and there, nothing too crazy.
It was well written.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed it.
We have editors.
You don't say that?
I wrote it on myself.
I've had a few ladies tell me that,
I was bored.
But yeah, and I also do like the interviews and stuff like that. So tomorrow I'll be interviewing Hailstorm, Grammy award-winning band,
oh,
which
I've
is pretty
them, yeah.
pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
They have that one song you've heard.
Well, you guys.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous?
At first, for sure. Because it's one of those things where it's like, this looks easy. I can do that. No problem. Then you sit down in front of bright lights and cameras, and there's publicists and managers and your boss and his boss's boss, and everyone's standing there, and they say action.
And then you're like,
here's the thing. Here's something I've brought up before. You're a performer already.
Yes.
So being on stage in the first place.
That did give me kind of a leg up.
Exactly.
For sure.
I wouldn't say it gives you an advantage. Well, a little bit. But what I want to get at is, people like you and I that are in front of public all the time, kind of, it would make sense for us to be interviewers. Mm-hmm. Your stage presence, you do a lot of speaking to the crowd, a lot of hype and stuff. I mean, some musical artists are kind of recluse.
Sure.
Not you, obviously, especially with the genre you're in. So it only makes sense that people like us would do interviews. We can think on the fly. We're personable. We're not going to make them feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always thought, like, my comedian friends would be great in any sort of public speaking.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're doing when you're a stand-up comedian.
Exactly.
You're just public speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
So I haven't been around people that are, like, scared of public speaking in so long, so it's weird when I hear that.
Yeah.
Like, people, I don't like speaking in public. You're an adult.
get it together.
Yeah, like...
I'd say at this point, you know, like I'm not in, like for tomorrow's interview, I'm not nervous or anything, and I haven't been nervous for a while. But I'll tell you, doing the live interviews, we do like live stream interviews on Facebook. Oh. Those can be a little intimidating,
just
because typically
of it.
We get sent out to a festival. We have a sponsor. A sponsor wants us to plug certain things.
Oh,
have to say the sponsor's name.
Oh geez.
And when we go to these festivals, I'll do like 8 to 12 interviews in a day. So there's no way I can be overly prepared for all these interviews. So it gets to the point where it's just kind of off the cuff. Like, I went to Dirt Fest last weekend, and I interviewed a whole bunch of bands. But, like, notably...
Dirt Fest.
Right.
It's an amazing name.
Dirt Fest. There was no dirt. It was in a parking lot. It was kind of rip-off. It
wasn't even a dirt parking lot.
There was no dirt. But I interviewed Killswitch Engage, who I'd interviewed before.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And they're, like, extremely goofy dudes. So, like, when they were coming up, I had just finished an interview... with a band that I had to get a little more prepared for, and then Killswitch Engage walks up, and they're like, are you ready for them? And I was like, no, but let's do it. And we did a 12-minute interview, unprepared,
right. Just
off the cuff, no Brilliant. Agenda, kind of like your podcast.
Right. What are you talking about? This is very structured.
This is highly planned.
Yeah, this is extremely structured. I have notes.
So live is kind of crazy. I'll get a little jitters. It's kind of like that moment, like halfway through the interview, it's like, thousands of people are watching this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I have a booger.
Oh, no.
Just not going to think about it.
So you can have as many boogers on our show as you want.
That's right. No one will see them.
I rarely wear pants on this show.
Yes. Well, this has been nice because no one can see me.
Yeah.
No pressure. They don't even know if it's me talking. That's might not even
could be.
Might not even be me.
Might be
me. I might have just sent someone here, and you guys are pretending that it's me because I couldn't make it, but we wanted to hold up appearances.
Oh, man, I can't
wait. I'm a ventriloquist.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, it's just Johnny doing a really good impression of Stevie James.
For a long time.
Even, like, talking over yourself.
How am I doing
this? This is incredible.
Crazy.
So talented. You guys should see it.
Amazing.
If only.
So, yeah, just, you know, plug my band and plug AP and...
Alt Press. Check them out.
And plug, you know, The Unbelievables. That's huge.
Hey, thanks for plugging my show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Sometimes, Johnny, people will tune in for the guest. And they won't know whether they want to continue listening to the show.
Well, you guys should continue. If you've made it this far, you might as well become a weekly listener. If you can make it through this, you can make it through the other episodes. I promise. I listen to all of them.
Stevie James is a loyal listener.
Loyal listener.
We are glad to have him in the studio.
Mostly out of pity and shame.
Oh.
Yeah, all pity.
My friends have no plays on their podcast, so I have to listen to it 27 times.
That's
so.
What all those
Wait
are
a minute.
From.
So it looks like there's a follow. Wait, we had exactly 27 plays last week.
So
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I have no sleep.
No, just kidding. I think it's a great podcast, and I'm excited.
And on that side.
And
note,
I'll see your stand up at Barrio next Monday.
Thank you for plugging my plug. That's the
no
only
need
plug
to
I
plug.
Have.
I will be there for that.
Perfect.
As always. Because there's tacos.
Yeah. Not for you.
Tacos.
Tacos are good.
I just happened to go to Barrio on Monday.
We go, like we go to eat tacos, and then we're bombarded by jokes.
Oh, shit. Calhoun's here. He's why probably going to dress like stand up.
Hope he doesn't talk too long.
I had a great show last night at the Water Street Tavern. We moved to the basement, like I said earlier. So I want to plug that show. Come out to that every Monday, 9 p.m. At the Water Street Tavern in Kent, Ohio. We have to take the sub all the way back to there to Ohio, dock. Then I get out. I rush there, but it's worth the trip. It's a great venue, and it's a great show each week put on by Anthony Savette. This week, as of today, Wednesday, I will be in Waterville, Ohio, doing a show at Third Street Cigars.
Mm, well, you could take the sub to Waterville, right?
I could. I can. I could. I can do that.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
Good one. And then next Monday, like Stevie says, I'll be at Barrio in Lakewood. It's the best barrio I've ever barrioed in.
It is a nice barrio to barrio in, for sure.
I've eaten hosted there. By Cody Cooper and Bill Squire of WMMS fame. Local celebrity. Great, great comedians. There'll be a good lineup, and I'll be there, so you can just leave during my set and go smoke, as some people do. But, yeah,
I'll
this
be
has
out
been
there smoking if you need one.
Thanks. Just thanks
kidding.
For the encouragement.
Just kidding.
He's but, kidding.
You can't take the margaritas outside.
Oh, did you figure that out last time? I'm just going to, it's okay, I'm going to put a lid on it and take this one home. All right, have a good day, sir. Did you see that? That was Stevie James.
He's drinking and driving. What a rebel.
What a multitask.
I don't really do that.
For the listener, we don't really do that.
Don't get your mind.
We like to plug sober driving.
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yes.
All right, this has been the Unbelievable. Oh, Jesus. This
click
has
been, a ticket.
This idiot. Has been the Unbelievables. Thanks for listening. Like I said before, you can listen to our back catalog if you like this episode. If you didn't like it, please listen anyway. But you can follow us on Twitter at Tunbelievables. And we post funny things on there, and we keep you up to date on the episodes, so you won't miss one. But yeah, this concludes this week's. Thanks for listening. Farewell. Goodbye. Oh, no, it smells bad.